When the U.S. Supreme Court legalized same-sex marriage in 2015, a number of Alabama probate judges refused to issue marriage licenses to anyone. 4 years later, judges in 7 or 8 counties are still holding out. Recently, the Alabama Senate approved proposed legislation that would eliminate marriage licenses. The bill could move to the full House this week. WBHM's Gigi Duban reports.
This bill would ostensibly take probate judges out of the marriage equation. State Senator Greg Allbritton sponsored the legislation.
We're bypassing the state being the gatekeeper and permission giver of a couple to enter into marriage.
Allbritton says his bill streamlines the process. A couple fills out forms for a marriage certificate, not a license. The probate judge records it, and that marriage is recognized by the state. Alabama law currently says judges may approve marriages. Allbritton's bill changes that word to shall.
They do not have an option.
Allbritton is optimistic the legislation will pass, but he's taken heat from two sides. Conservatives say he's denigrating marriage by letting same-sex couples marry, and they don't like that the bill eliminates the need to solemnize the marriage. Allbritton says that provision is a way to separate church and state. Critics on the left say he's catering to the whims of anti-LGBTQ probate judges.
Actually, what my bill does is allow this to overcome those problems so that anybody can get married without state interference without a problem.
Others worry marriage certificates might not be recognized in other states. Allbritton says he's done the research and doesn't anticipate problems, but Patrick Scarborough with the Human Rights Campaign in Birmingham is skeptical.
Would they carry the same legal reciprocity that a marriage license does? Is there any technicality anywhere that we're overlooking? We just don't know.
Beyond the legal concerns, Scarborough hopes this isn't a way to avoid addressing the anti-LGBTQ sentiments that led to this problem in the first place. Gigi Duban, WBHM.
For analysis on this marriage license bill, we turn to Michael Bukai. He's a law professor at the University at Buffalo. He tells me there are still some potential problems with his proposed new process for getting married.
Couples would simply fill out a form accompanied by certain affidavits. You know, whatever official is going to be notarizing those affidavits might also have conscientious objections to same-sex marriage. So this is sort of displacing the problem, it seems to me, onto somebody else. Moreover, the idea that the probate judge is simply supposed to record the marriage as opposed to issuing a license, and that there's a major difference in involvement or in permission or in perceived approval, I'm just not sure that I quite understand that. You could see what I mean if you imagine that the probate judge gets a form or an affidavit that states that one of the partners, one of the spouses to any given marriage is underage. They're not going to file that form. So the idea that the state is not approving or disapproving just simply makes no sense here. The main purpose of this law is really to signal that Alabama does not like same-sex marriage.
Are you aware of any other states or jurisdictions that have done something along these lines?
No, I'm not. I know it's been proposed in various places. And I have to say, there's a difference, though, between this attempt to accommodate the anti-gay probate judges and the additional change that the legislation would make, which is to no longer require solemnization. And that might be a good idea. And people have proposed that from both the left and the right. The idea that the state is too entangled with religious marriage, or that religious marriage is too entangled with the state, is an idea with many years behind it.
Well, one specific criticism we've heard of this bill is that it might make it difficult for couples applying for benefits in certain situations, or if they move across state lines. Does that form, in your estimation, make a difference?
I'm not sure that I understand this objection very well. I guess the idea is that some benefit programs, or there are some purposes for which it's important to provide proof of a marriage, and that that proof is going to be the marriage license. To the extent that that's true, Alabama is going to have to figure out some sort of solution to this, right? Because if they enact this, it's not just going to be a few same-sex couples. This is going to apply to everybody. I imagine that if there is any problem, it's one that the state will easily and quickly find a way to remedy.
That's Michael Bukai. He's a law professor at the University at Buffalo.